Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Title: A Nutcracker Christmas. Daytime: A gentle snow falls on a village street. Amy Acker, Sasha Radetzky, Sophia Lucia. A child looks into a storefront window.
The things that look the most effortless, the most beautiful, require the most amount of work, but they're worth it.
A ballerina figurine spins.
The same can be said of love.
And Kenneth Welsh as Dimitri. The child smiles. Her mother approaches.
I grew up in Marietta, Georgia, home of peanuts and football.
Nighttime. A group of men cheer at a TV.
And the big game never really captured my attention. My passion was ballet.
The small girl spins around in the kitchen of the same house wearing a tutu. She bumps into an older woman carrying a bowl.
Oh, my goodness. For heaven's sakes, Lily Jameson. Look at this mess.
An older girl approaches Lily.
Don't worry, Lily. I'll take care of this.
Thanks, Beth.
That's my older sister, Beth.
It's okay. You just keep practicing. And don't forget, just one plié at a time.
Okay. Right from the start, she always knew how important ballet was to me.
In a school auditorium, a crowd cheers as children take the stage, performing the Nutcracker. Lily stands in the middle of the cast, her arms up in the air. She smiles as the cast shake their hands in her direction. Lily does a spin. Beth smiles from the audience.
For as long as I could remember, my dream was to dance the Nutcracker Sugar Plum Fairy.
Lily extends a leg straight, posing. On stage, a jumping child knocks over a Christmas tree.
Exactly what I had in mind. As I got older, I became consumed by ballet. It was my entire world.
Teenage Lily backstage.
Lily, you've got this, okay? You are a wonderful dancer. And just remember, just one plié
at a time. I know. Now go get a seat. I'll be standing in the back the entire show.
Well, it won't be the first time.
I love you, Beth.
I love you too.
Lily breathes, her eyes closed. At home, the family watches television.
Up to that point, Beth had always been my biggest fan.
Beth swings a small girl.
And then there was my littlest fan. Beth's daughter, my niece Sadie. Christmas was always my family's favorite time of year. Delicious food, new ballet outfits under the tree, and our traditional family Christmas song, the 12 Days of Ad-Libs. Every time I put on my pointe shoes, I knew I wanted a career as a professional ballet dancer. But I wasn't the only girl who felt that way. If you haven't heard of the American Ballet Invitational, it's sort of like the World Series, but for non-professional ballet dancers.
I didn't realize there was going to be so many great dancers.
Lily, relax, okay? You can do it. Remember, just one plié at a time.
Backstage, Lily holds Sadie. Beth stands beside.
From Marietta, Georgia, number 129, Lily Jameson.
Beth, Sadie, and the family applaud from the audience. Lily takes the stage in a tutu. She begins to gracefully perform the Sugar Plum solo from Nutcracker. She settles in a kneeling pose.
And the winner of the 2003 American Ballet Invitational is, from Marietta, Georgia, Lily Jameson.
Lily takes the stage and collects a small trophy.
2 weeks later, I got even bigger news. I was offered a spot at the New York Ballet. home of the world's most famous nutcracker.
Daytime in Times Square. Lily enters a dance studio. Inside, dancers are stretching.
I wasn't in Marietta anymore. And this wasn't another dance competition.
All right, boys, go to this corner. That is where you will begin. Grand Allegro, ready, eight!
This was the New York Ballet. And they were even better than I imagined.
Now, into position.
But I wasn't going to let that stop me from achieving my dream.
Ready.
Lily stands in the doorway watching an older man instructing small groups of dancers.
Remember, keep your legs high. Higher, higher!
First, I just needed to start breathing again.
A dancer enters, knocking Lily's shoulder. She turns and bumps into a man.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm Mark.
I'm Illy. Lily. I'm new.
I knew Lily.
A tall woman approaches.
Come on, Mark. Let's warm up.
She pulls Mark away from Lily. Lily glances back at them. Later, a group of women in identical rehearsal tutus begin to dance the waltz of the flowers in sync. There's a very large ballet stage in her tutu, talking on her cell. A large backdrop of a castle in a forest stands behind her.
You have no idea, Beth. I've never worked so hard.
Well, you knew that was coming.
So what card'd you get?
Well, right now I'm a snowflake.
And what about the sugar plum fairy?
Yeah, that's kind of the big prize around here.
Honestly, I'm not sure I'll ever get it.
Lily watches alone from backstage as Mark and the tall girl dance the Sugar Plum Fairy and Cavalier Pas de Deux. Lily smiles. Lily, Beth, and Sadie walk in a downtown Christmas tree lot.
Fortunately, I had one thing to look forward to that year. Beth and Sadie's Christmas visit.
All right, you two. Which one of these trees has our name on it?
How about this one?
Well, that's very nice, Sadie, but I think we need something that's bigger. How about this one?
I love it!
Beth always knew how to make the holidays extra special.
Beth and Sadie stand backstage.
Well, Sadie always shared her mom's love for Christmas. To my surprise, she also shared my love for ballet.
The snowflakes exit the stage.
And my ballet friends. After Beth and Sadie met my director, Dimitri, he insisted that they attend his annual Christmas party.
Sadie jumps into Lily's arms. Later, Lily and Beth, who carries Sadie, exits a penthouse elevator. Inside the home, a party is in full swing. Dimitri, the instructor, appears.
Dobre pozhalovat, my friends! And welcome, my little Sadie. The please, come in, make yourselves comfortable. So, everybody, jingle the bells! Sadie is here, our little Christmas princess!
Lily enters the kitchen. Mark touches garnish on a plate.
Ew. Oops. You weren't supposed to say that.
Gross.
Well, then you definitely don't want to know what I did to the coleslaw.
Mark picks up a bottle of wine.
Can I ask you something?
It's not about the coleslaw, is it?
No. I was just wondering how you got into dancing. I mean, you don't really seem...
graceful.
No, I wasn't going to say that. Obviously, you're graceful.
I was on the football team in high school. Someone told me ballet would help my footwork.
Ah, so you did it to meet the girls.
Yeah, that. Ballerinas don't try to crush you on the line of scrimmage.
The tall girl sneers at Mark and Lily, chatting.
To crush you?
She's just mad because things aren't going well with us.
beginning. You guys dance so beautifully together.
Actually, we broke up last week.
In the lounge, Beth leads Dimitri in the room as they sing.
And the Lamborghini under the tree.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
Four balls of bars.
I always thought I'd go into the military. My dad, my uncles, my grandfather, they all served. But then I got into ballet and found out I was pretty good at it.
Let me guess, you're more of a lover than a fighter.
That's what I tried to tell Dad.
Mark!
No, guys, I'm all dance, no sing.
What? Oh, come on, Mark.
Now, come on, Mark. Don't be party pooper.
On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 onion bagels.
4
bowls of bars.
3
diamond bracelets.
2
black bears dancing.
Everybody.
And a Lamborghini under the tree.
Lily smiles at Mark. In the rehearsal room, Beth and the other dancers practice a number.
During the next few years I spent dancing in New York, some things kept improving.
Lily and Mark stroll together in a park. They hug. Mark kisses Lily. Later, in the auditorium, Dimitri addresses the cast.
Next, the role of Sugar Plum Fairy goes to Jade Parker.
The tall girl smiles.
Didn't.
Congratulations, Jade.
It was okay. Mark and I were happy.
Mark and Lily play football in the park. Mark playfully tackles Lily, laying on top of her. They kiss.
I was sure he was the one.
Later, Lily enters the rehearsal space.
Merry Christmas, Frank.
Merry Christmas, Lily.
Settle down, please. Take your seats. First of all, this year's Brits will be danced by Mark Anders.
Lily hugs Mark.
This year's Sugar Plum Fairy, Lily Jameson.
Jade's jaw drops. Lily smiles, turning to Mark. They kiss. Jade shakes her head. Later, Lily gets fitted for a costume in a dressing room.
My goodness, are you shaking?
It's called nerves.
A nearby cell phone rings.
Do you want to get that?
No, it's probably just my parents letting me know they arrived.
You're gonna see their baby girl's big solo debut, Get the phone. I've pinned enough.
Thank you.
Lily answers.
Hi, Mom. I hope you're calling from the hotel and not the airport. Curtain's in a couple of hours and... What do you mean you're still in Georgia? What happened?
We were at the hospital.
Kevin was driving the girls to the airport and there was an accident.
Sadie's fine.
Beth?
Baby, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Lily sobs. Later, the cast of snowflakes gathers at the door of a dressing room peeking inside. Lily sobs on Mark's shoulder.
I'm so sorry. We should get you back to the apartment so you can get back.
I'm not going home.
What? Why?
My mom's. Beth would want me to dance. I have to find my headpiece.
What are you doing?
Why can't I find it?
Lily, go be with your family. Be with Sadie.
No, I have to get ready.
Dimitri enters.
I just heard. I am so sorry. Dima, any chance we can get her on a plane tonight?
No. My mom wants me to do this for my sister. Beth wanted this for me. I have to do this for her.
Mark, is she ready to dance?
Dimitri, I'm right here. Ask me.
Mark?
I can do this. Tell him, Mark.
Lily, dancing just isn't important right now.
I have to do this.
I'm sorry. You're not focused. Anything could happen. I'm afraid you're going to hurt yourself out there.
I will be fine.
But you're not. I don't think you should dance.
Mark, don't do this to me.
It's settled then. Jade will stand in tonight. I am sorry, Lily, but it is for the best.
No.
You'll have your chance again next year.
Dimitri closes the door. Lily sobs, then turns to Mark.
How could you do this to me?
Lily, you have to trust me. This is the right thing to do. You need to be with your family. I'm just trying to protect you.
No! You're killing everything I ever wanted. Everything Beth ever wanted for me.
That's not fair.
What's not fair is you taking this dream away from me.
Later, Lily exits the ballet building wearing her coat and purse.
I didn't know it then, but that was the day I said goodbye to Mark. And goodbye to ballet.
Text, 8 years later. A small village building. A sign in the window reads Lily's Yoga and Fitness.
Last breath in. Let it all out.
Lily leads a yoga class. She bows.
Namaste.
The class bows back.
Thank you.
Later, Lily approaches her mother at the juice bar. A man approaches.
Hey, Lily, thanks for the great class. I did not know yoga could be such a good workout. So my office is having a party next Thursday. I don't know if you have plans, but...
Next Thursday?
Yeah.
I think I have something at my niece's ballet studio.
Really? I didn't get an invite.
It's just a dress rehearsal.
Since when did you ever
it's
go to dress?
It's not a big deal, really. I should have asked earlier. Anyway, thanks again. Great class as always, Lily.
Thank you.
The man walks off.
Really? You go to dress rehearsals now.
The point is, I don't date my clients.
The point is, you don't date anyone, honey.
You know what? I'm going to be late to pick up Sadie. I will see you at dinner.
Mom was right. It was like I developed an allergy to ballet and men. But the truth is, spending time with Sadie, that was more than enough for me.
In a ballet studio, Lily waves at one of the dancers.
I had a lot of reasons for leaving New York, but Sadie was the real reason I never went back. I could never replace her mother, but I was determined to help raise her as best I could.
You must be so proud of Sadie winning the American Ballet Invitational.
Yeah.
I guess that dancing's in her blood.
Lily smiles at the woman beside her. Sadie stands in the front of the class. All the dancers begin to pirouette. Everyone slips and stops except for Sadie. The instructor knocks on the glass. Lily enters.
Please, come in. Girls, I think most of you know Sadie's aunt, Lily Jameson. Well, like Sadie, Lily also won the ABI and actually went on to dance with the New York Ballet.
She was a prima ballerina.
That was a long time ago.
Lily, would you like to do something with the girls?
I don't dance anymore.
Later, at Lily's parents' house.
I'm just saying, you could have done something. It was so embarrassing.
Oh my goodness, you're kidding.
What?
Lily reads a message on her phone.
Based on Sadie's recent performance in the ABI regionals, the Philadelphia Ballet would like to invite Sadie McRae to be a guest artist performing the role of Clara in this season's The Nutcracker.
Ah! That's the lead role! With a real ballet company? Just like you, Aunt Lily?
Later, Lily chats with her mom.
I know what they want. They want to get her into their school, and if that works out, their company.
Most people would think that's a good thing.
No, Sadie is not ready for this.
You mean you're not ready for this?
She's too trusting. She's too innocent.
I know exactly how you feel. I remember being faced with a similar situation, but Beth convinced me that nothing was going to stop you from pursuing your dream.
I know. But
no buts. You're going. This will be good for Sadie and good for you, too.
Lily ponders, shaking her head. Daytime. Independence Hall, the Liberty Bell, the Rocky statue. Lily and Sadie pull their luggage out of the cab.
That's the last of it. You got this?
I got it.
All right.
Thank you.
Welcome to Philadelphia, ladies. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They enter a furnished apartment. Sadie looks around.
Wow. I love this apartment. All it needs is a Christmas tree. Thank you, Aunt Lily.
They hug. Lily and Sadie enter the Philadelphia Ballet. A chalkboard reads, "The Nut Cracks in 27 days.
I've never been a guest artist before. What happens now?
Come on, you're gonna be late.
Welcome to our family. We're looking forward to a fantastic Nutcracker this year. And, as we do every year, we've invited a talented newcomer to dance the role of Clara. Let's give a warm welcome to Sadie McRae. Where is she?
Sadie and Lily walk through the crowd of dancers. Sadie approaches the man addressing the company. It's Mark. Lily and Mark stare at each other.
Mark? Oh my gosh,
Lily paces.
Why is he here? This isn't gonna work.
A stern-looking mother and young dancer enter the bathroom staring at Lily.
Are you okay?
Yeah. You know, teenage girls, scheduling. I gotta go.
Lily exits the bathroom and bumps into Mark.
Oh, excuse me. Hi, Lily.
Mark, hi.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too. I guess.
How have you been? How's Georgia?
Look, what is this? I mean, you couldn't tell me that you were here?
I tried to reach you so many times after New York. I called you every day for like 6 months, but you never responded.
I don't know what to say. This is really strange.
I get it. But so much time has passed. Can we at least talk about what happened?
I don't think that's such a good idea. I don't think any of this is a good idea. I'm taking Sadie.
Wait. You can't pull Sadie, please. I had no idea she was your niece when I saw her tape from the regionals. I picked her because she was the best dancer we saw. She's amazing. I assume you've been helping.
I don't have anything to do with dance anymore. Does anyone else here know about us?
No, of course not.
Good. So just make an awkward situation even more awkward.
I understand. I do. But Sadie deserves this opportunity. I'll stay out of your way. Philly's a big city.
I guess I can just drop her off and pick her up. I mean, it's not like we have to see each other all the time.
Dropping off, picking up. Careful, someone might mistake you for a dance mom.
Well, I'm not a mom, and thankfully a dance aunt isn't a thing.
Mark, can I have a word with you about next week's board meeting?
Of course. Duty calls.
Mark follows the stern-looking woman. Later, Lily and Sadie rush out of their apartment.
All right, is that the door?
Sorry.
Mark exits a nearby apartment.
Good morning.
You gotta be kidding.
I probably didn't mention that the company owns the building and puts up some of the staff and dancers.
Mark walks down a staircase.
See you there.
Later, on the sidewalk.
Are you okay?
My stomach's just feeling a little weird. It's probably those cheesesteaks we ate last night.
Maybe it's Mr. Anders.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, when I used to sit next to Tommy Reynolds in math class, I always felt a little nauseous.
Why?
Because he was super cute. Do you know Mr. Anders from anywhere?
No. Yes, well, sort of. It's a small world, Sadie, and it just keeps getting smaller the older you get.
You had a crush on him.
It's awfully chilly in Philadelphia. Did you remember to pack all those warm clothes I laid out for you?
No. Yes. Well, sort of.
Very funny. All right. Have a great first rehearsal.
You're not going to come in and see your favorite niece on her first day with the professional ballet company? If you come in, I promise I won't ask any more questions about the standards.
Fine. Let's go.
A man replaces the 27 on the chalkboard with 26. Lily watches rehearsal behind a pane of glass.
Finish strong. Together. Spice it up. Nice and sassy.
Nice. All right. Take five, ladies, please. Juliet, let's do your solo from the top, please.
A dancer approaches the middle of the floor alone. She begins the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. Outside the studio, Lily begins mimicking the movements as if in a trance. She turns to see four women staring at her. Lily fidgets and stops, then walks off. Nighttime. Lily and Sadie enter a coffee shop and approach the counter.
What can I get you?
Two hot chocolates, please.
Whipped cream on both?
Do you need to ask?
They told us we have to ask.
I'm kidding. I just... Never mind. Yes, on both.
Okay. Kathy Maricano from Art.
Hey, look, it's Mr. Anders.
Sadie.
Unbelievable.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hi. Sadie, we have to go feed the dog.
You have a dog?
No.
It's someone else's dog. They ask us to feed him.
Our building doesn't allow dogs.
Yeah, it's in another building. A dog building. A building where they allow dogs. And cats. Personally, I prefer dogs.
Two hot chocolates for Lily?
Sorry. The dog gets really grumpy when he's hungry.
Sadie waves, and they exit.
Go feed a dog, are we?
No, we're not.
Okay, I know we made a deal, but can I please ask a few more questions about Mr. Anders?
Absolutely not.
Okay, fine, but just so you know, I'm a great listener, so if you ever need anyone to...
Thanks, I will keep that in mind.
Hey, look! A gingerbread house. Just like I used to make with my mom.
Sadie smiles wistfully.
Now that's the kind of thing that can make a girl forget about her Aunt Lily's deep, dark secrets.
Really? Then I guess we better go get you a smaller
house. At home, okay. Sadie decorates a smaller house.
That looks fantastic.
I know. Finally some Christmas spirit. Now all we need is a tree.
Yes, and I promise we will get one as soon as I figure out where they sell them.
Aunt Lily, there's a place a few blocks away.
Really? How do you know?
It could be all the Christmas trees with price tags on them.
I'm going to the gym. Call me if you need me.
Lily enters an exercise room. Mark rides a stationary bike. She sighs and leaves. Daytime on the sidewalk.
Okay, I'll see you later. Have a great day. Love you.
Love you.
One of the staring women approaches Lily.
So here's the deal. Every Tuesday and Thursday after drop-off, all the moms go grab coffee at the Keystone Diner. We would love it if you would join us.
Oh, that sounds fun, but...
No, buts. Come on. We're leaving right now. I mean, it's just coffee, right? She's in.
It's official. I'm a dance mom.
All Victoria wants this year for Christmas are those crazy headphones that look like earrings. She'll just have another excuse to say she didn't hear me. What does Sadie want?
How long do I have?
Do not worry. When all else fails, what do we do? Gift card.
The stern-looking woman arrives.
Sorry, I'm late. What did I miss?
Christmas gifts.
I am all done.
Because you're perfect. She's perfect.
Is your daughter into jewelry yet?
Sadie's actually my niece. Her mom died when she was 7.
Losing your mother at that age, I can't imagine.
She seems to be doing well. Yeah, after her mom died, she really gravitated towards ballet. I think she wanted something challenging to distract her.
I had to drag Eileen into class, kicking and screaming those first 2 years.
We remember the screaming.
Did Sadie's mom dance?
No, she didn't. I wonder what inspired Sadie. She saw you dancing, perhaps. No, I don't dance.
Really? You never danced?
I mean, a little as a kid, but I guess we all did, right? Did we?
All the moms glance at each other.
Hey. Is this a coffee shop or a courtroom?
The prosecution's had a little too much caffeine.
The stern-looking woman glowers.
What do you think about Mark?
Oh, Mr. Anders? I guess he's all right.
He is a ballet master and a war hero. What's not to like?
Wait, who's a war hero?
Mark. He served in Afghanistan.
Can't believe.
You can't believe what?
I think he seems like such a ballet guy.
You need to close your eyes and picture him in a uniform. Come on, Lily, try it. Close your eyes.
Oh. I'm in.
So, yeah, you're always in.
Hey, who wants to split a piece of cheesecake?
Lily and Sadie on the sidewalk.
Is everything okay at rehearsal today? The other kids seem nice. They're okay. Did something happen?
Doesn't matter.
Sadie, if there's a problem, it might help to talk about it.
I'm not having a problem, okay?
Sure.
I'm sorry, Aunt Lily. It's just all the rehearsals and the new people. I just don't know.
Hey, I know exactly what it feels like. It's hard coming to a new place and dancing with new people and trying to fit in all at the same time.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, your mom would be really proud of you right now.
You think? Absolutely.
Lily stands at Sadie's bedroom door holding a cell phone.
Night. Night.
Sorry. No, I'm telling you, I don't think it's a good idea to tell them about your or my history with Mark. I mean, you know how dance moms are.
Honey, isn't it more stressful trying to cover it up?
I'm not covering it up. I'm just being selective about what I choose to share.
At home, her mom shakes her head.
Are you shaking your head?
Yes, because being selective about sharing is no way to make friends.
Who says I'm trying to make friends? I have to admit, though, it is pretty cool being around a dance company again. All the hard work and seeing it all come together, it really brings me back.
Do you miss it?
A little. Maybe. I don't know. Right now, I am just focused on Sadie. She's all that matters.
She has no idea how lucky she is to have you in her life.
I love you, Mom.
I love you too, baby.
Lily enters the exercise area of the building. She passes a cardio room with medicine balls and a large mirror. Inside, a man and woman are dancing ballet. The man does a lift. The woman stretches out across his shoulder. Lily watches from outside the room, her eyes wide. The couple finish in an embrace. Lily watches wistfully. The couple stops dancing. The woman approaches a stereo nearby. She turns off the lights. The couple exits the room, passing Lily. Lily watches them leave, then enters the room. She removes her shoes. She extends one foot into first position and begins to dance, facing the large mirror. She extends her arms, standing on point. She slumps out of posture and paces, hands on hips. She then raises her arms again, dancing gracefully. Mark appears on scene. He watches as Lily dances alone in the room. He turns and disappears around the corner. Lily dashes across the floor, as if to prep to be caught by a second dancer, then suddenly stops. She covers her mouth and lowers her head, choking up. She turns and walks to her shoes. She exits the room. Mark approaches.
Wow, small world.
Yeah.
especially when you're living right across the hall from someone.
Hey, you and Sadie want to go ice skating tonight?
It's like 10:30, Mark.
How about dinner?
How about I go back up to my apartment and go to bed?
You're right. It's late.
Yeah.
Lily walks off.
Nice job, Mark.
Mark enters a triot.
The trees, they're, on the small side. It's just for me. Thanks.
Wow. Now that's what I call a Christmas tree. That's what I call way too big.
And way too expensive.
No, come on. It's beautiful. Look at it.
Sadie, you and I couldn't even carry that tree home.
Ho, ho, ho.
They turns and see Mark.
Now, what would it take for me to send you home with this lovely Douglas fir right here? This year's model has all the options you could ever want.
Thanks.
Sadie turns away.
Are you following me? I mean, seriously, what are the odds?
Hey, we need to find a tree.
Yeah, and a tree like this might really, spruce up the place. Ugh. You're obviously pining for a tree. Trying to branch out.
You need to stop now.
Yeah.
Trees like this don't just grow on trees,
We'll take it.
Sold.
If you like, I can give you a hand, get it up to your place.
Okay.
No thanks.
Unless, of course, tree's a crowd.
Sadie's face sours. Later, the three enter Lily's apartment with a tree.
Sadie, good thing we didn't get that 15-foot tree.
Oh, come on. That would have been so much more awesome.
This one's going to be perfect.
All right, where should we put it?
All right, where's the stand?
I thought it was on there.
Nope.
Oh, no. Really, guys? It must have fallen off.
I'm sorry, Sadie. Hey, we'll get another one.
Okay. See you later, Mr. Anders.
See you, Sadie.
Sadie walks off.
Thanks for your help.
Anytime.
Wait, is that?
She points at a dog tag.
So you were in the military? Because some of the other moms were talking today.
I had fun today. Good night, Lily.
Mark turns and walks out of her apartment. The nut cracks in 12 days. Sadie and a male dancer are practicing a routine. Mark watches. The dancers separate expectedly. Mark raises a hand.
A little more plié in the spin around, but otherwise this section's really improving. I think the tempo's a little brisk, just a moment.
When we're circling around, I really need more resistance, otherwise I'm gonna fall on my butt, and that's just gonna be
Why
really
do you keep amazing. Trying to direct everybody?
It was just suggested.
It's not your job. You're not the director. Stop being such a know-it-all.
Later, Sadie exits the building brusquely.
Hey, how was it? Uh-oh. Take it didn't go so well? Sadie, what's wrong?
I was just trying to help another dancer with the choreography.
Wasn't that Mr. Anders' job?
Oh, great. So now you're on their side? Wow.
Sadie walks off.
Sadie, you know that's not true.
Lily knocks on Mark's door.
Hey. Hi. I was wondering, what's that awful smell?
Oh, I was just burning some popcorn. Come in. So to what do I owe the honor?
I'm worried about Sadie. Apparently, she's been giving some of the other kids advice, and it's not going so well.
Hey, I get attitude, and I'm the director.
Do you think she's coming down with a case of the Clara complex?
Well, sure. She's 14, her first big role with the company.
I guess her ego is bound to get a little out of control.
Might be helpful if you were around during rehearsals.
You think that would help?
I do. And while you're there, I could really use some help with this year's Sugar Plum Fairy.
What?
She's having some mechanical issues.
No, I'm not a dancer anymore. I haven't danced for a really, really long time. Why would she even listen to me?
Lily, I'm not asking you to dance. Just give her some pointers.
I don't know, Mark.
What's the issue? Working with me, working with another dancer, getting involved in the whole ballet scene again.
D, all of the above.
Okay, I'm gonna let you in on a little secret.
You're in way over your head?
No, you think I'm in over my head?
Well, if you're asking, I guess you must be.
I just like having you around, that's all. You have good energy.
Thanks, coach.
But since you think I'm in over my head, now you have to help me.
Oh, I have to help you?
Uh-huh.
Is that a rule?
It's a preference.
At home, Sadie sits on the couch frowning.
I know. I was supposed to get a tree stand.
Why bother? It's not like we have any ornaments.
Hey, I'll make you a promise. By this time tomorrow, that tree will be standing on its own, and it will be lit up like a Christmas tree.
The nut cracks in 9 days. Lily stands outside the rehearsal room. Mark is chatting with the sugar plum fairy and cavalier.
It's personal.
No, don't.
Okay?
You festered this 3 times.
Take a 5 and fix it. You hear me?
Mark walks out, passing Lily.
Sounds a little rough in there.
Well, when your lead dancers are also a couple on the rocks, it can provoke certain emotions. Today, apparently, they're off again.
It's vaguely familiar.
Listen, I'd love it if you could help her with the big lift.
Lily sighs.
Okay, but can we do it in the small studio? It's a little more private back there.
Yes. Thank you.
Later, Lily stands alone in a rehearsal room. Mark leads the two quarreling dancers in.
Okay, gang. I've brought in another set of eyes to help us with the big lift. This is Lily Jameson.
Hi.
Aren't you Clara's mom?
Sadie. Her name's Sadie.
Whatever.
I'm her aunt.
What's she doing here?
Okay. Let's just show her what we've got, huh? Here we go. Aunt.
The woman preps and dashes toward the man. He fails to lift her.
What's going on here?
Juliet, I think you need to jump a little higher.
You could bend a little lower, too.
I still think you need to jump a little higher. I just don't want to see you get hurt.
Thank you. That makes the two of us.
Okay, let's try this again, please.
They reset.
Here we go. Aunt.
This time, he lifts her, but they collapse.
Oh, are you okay?
Juliet stands and storms to the door.
Juliet, wait.
I've been dancing with this company for 7 years now. You really expect me to take instruction from some dance mom?
Dance aunt, actually.
For your information, Lily and I danced together at the New York Ballet. She's one of the most gifted dancers I've ever worked with. You should be grateful that someone of her caliber is willing to work with you.
Juliet scoffs and walks off, followed by the other dancer.
That just slipped out. I'm sorry.
I gotta get out of here.
The dance moms stare at them.
Coming with you.
I have something I have to do.
Hot day?
Yeah, with the tree stand.
Lily and Mark shop.
It's all about personal taste, so you got your bucket tree stand, you got your snowflake tree stand. You really don't care, do you?
No, I do. I was just thinking something a little more basic. Put a tree in it, stands up. It's a tree stand.
Okay.
And then when Sadie gets home from rehearsal, she'll be really happy.
And you get points for being a good aunt.
Across the mall, children line up for Santa.
Remember, I used to beg my mom to take me to see Santa, and then as soon as I saw him, I'd freak out and want to go home.
When I was a kid, I would show up to see Santa with a list and just hand it to him because I didn't trust his memory. I don't know what I'm going to tell those other moms tomorrow. I was really trying to keep our relationship and my dancing in the past.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
No, it's my fault, really. I should have just been upfront about it. Snowflake.
Mark turns and sees soldiers in uniform.
Semper Fi.
He salutes. They salute back. Lily watches. Later, Lily exits the dance studio. She approaches a dance mom.
Hi. Sorry. Sadie's running late. She'll be down in 3 minutes.
I have something to...
is it okay if I go first?
Sure.
Yesterday... The whole thing with Juliet, I owe you an explanation.
No, you don't owe me
anything. No, I do. Mark and I used to dance in New York, but it was a long time ago, and it's just something I don't talk about anymore.
The thing is that Sharon found this old photo online of you and Mark from back then, and pretty clear you guys are more than just dance partners.
We were.
The problem was
Now she's telling everyone that Sadie got the role of Clara because you and Mark used to date.
What?
No, listen, I know that Sadie absolutely deserves to be Clara. I mean, I've seen the girl dance. I just wanted you to know what everyone was saying.
I don't understand. Did I do something to offend Sharon?
There was a lot of talk last year that Sharon's daughter would be cast as Clara, but Mark really wanted to stick with the guest dancer tradition, and so...
Sadie comes out.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
Later, Lily sits alone in a coffee shop. Mark enters and approaches her.
Hey, what's going on? Are you okay?
People are saying the only reason Sadie got the role is because you and I used to date.
What? We chose Sadie because she was the best.
So you promise having her in this production has nothing to do with me?
I'm not going to tell you that seeing you again isn't nice. But honestly, if I had known Sadie was your niece, I probably wouldn't have chosen her because of what happened to us in New York.
You mean what you did to us in New York?
I didn't mean to do anything but love you, to watch out for you. Lily, I thought I was doing the right thing. I believed in my heart that you should go home to your family.
Well, that wasn't your decision to make. You have no idea how badly you hurt me.
You think you were the only one who was hurt? Whose life was changed?
My sister died. I wanted to dance. That was my choice. No matter how crazy you thought it might seem.
Lily wipes a tear.
I know how important it was for you to dance that night. And I know whatever I decided might hurt you. It might hurt us. And you were in so much pain and so vulnerable. It was an impossible situation. I've been struggling with this forever. You're right. I should have fought for you. Your choice should have been my choice.
Lily shakes her head sadly.
Juliet. She could have hurt herself. She almost did. She was so upset. That could have been me. I couldn't see it 8 years ago, but yesterday for the first time, I knew you were protecting me. You shouldn't be the one that's sorry. I'm sorry.
Mark takes Lily's hand. Mark glances at his phone. Lily wipes her face.
Oh, you should get that.
Mark lets go of Lily's hand and checks his phone.
Juliet just quit the company.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, Suzanne's our understudy. She's got to get up to speed right away. I could probably do it with a little help.
Because that went so well the first time.
Lily nods.
Thank you.
At home, Lily and Sadie decorate the tree.
The other kids are so mean.
I know, it can be really competitive.
You think?
Sometimes it feels a little cruel, doesn't it?
Yeah. They're saying I only got the part of Clara because you and Mr. Anders used to date.
You heard that?
Sadie stares.
I just want them to know that I'm a good dancer.
Oh, Sadie, sweetie, I'm so sorry. No, this is a professional dance company. You only dance if you deserve to be there, like you. You just do your best, and they'll know you belong.
I guess.
You know what your mom used to say to me?
What?
One plié at a time.
Sadie smiles.
Can you do that?
I can try.
Good.
Do you ever wish that you hadn't given up dance?
Lily glances at Sadie, then looks away.
on then, but everything happens for a reason. And if I'd stayed in New York, then I couldn't have raised you.
I love you, Aunt Lily.
Oh, I'm pretty crazy about you, too. All right, let's decorate.
The nut cracks in 8 days. Mark enters the studio.
Listen up, guys. I have some good news and I have... Let me rephrase that. I have some news and I have some other news.
What's the news?
Juliet has left the company.
Wait, did you know about that?
The good news is that Suzanne Tyler will be getting a well-deserved opportunity to shine as the Sugar Plum Fairy. Let's hear it for Suzanne. Come on.
Suzanne steps forward. Sharon shakes her head sternly. Two dancers watch Sadie practice with their hands on their hips. Mark enters behind them.
Must be nice to get an old Spen's paycheck to the big city. That's what happens when your mom dates the director.
Either of you two compete at the regionals?
I did.
And?
I had a sinus infection that weekend.
Sadie won the regionals. First place. Just thought you should know.
Later, outside the building.
Not a bad day after all.
Yeah, I saw how you handled things with Sadie and the other kids. We're good.
Well, there's one thing I'm really not good at. Christmas shopping.
I'm great at it.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. How would you guys like to do me a favor and show me how the pros shop?
Sure. It's a date.
It's not a date.
Sadie shakes her head, giggling. Later, Mark, Lily, and Sadie sit at a table together. Carolers approach.
Christmas carolers, guys, can we please sing?
Trust me, nobody wants to hear me sing.
I'm still thawing out. You go ahead.
Fine.
Sadie stands and joins the carolers.
She's good.
Sadie smiles as she sings. Lily sips from a mug of cocoa, leaving a foam mustache.
What?
Hold still.
Mark wipes her lip.
Oh my goodness. There.
Lily grins at Mark. The nut cracks in 6 days. Mark and Lily watches Suzanne spins.
Was it better?
What do you think?
I still think you need to bring your spot upstage a little sooner.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Keep working on that, please. Thank you, Lily.
Mark walks out. He grabs a bag and begins to leave. He pauses, seeing Lily demonstrate moves for Suzanne. Lily raises her arms with broader extension than Suzanne. She smiles broadly as she dances. Mark watches wistfully, then closes the door. He enters a different room, which is empty. He walks to the center of the floor, stretching his arms. He shakes his feet, then extends a leg in first position. He begins to spin. He lands on his foot, then stumbles. He swings his arms and resets. He begins to dance a solo, gracefully. He lands in a pose in the corner of the room, then hops back toward another corner. He begins idly doing a series of leaps and poses. He wanders to the center of the room and does a succession of jumps in place. He groans, grabbing his calf.
Cramp, 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 cramp.
He shakes his leg tenderly. Later, the dancers exit the dance studio. One passes Mark.
Keep the energy under your arms. There you go. Nice.
Lily approaches Mark as he packs his bag.
Hey.
Hey.
How'd it go?
Went well, thanks.
She indicates his dog tag.
So, is that just something you don't talk about?
I can give you my name, rank, and serial number. Anything more, you'll have to buy me a drink.
Well, Sadie's going to the movies with the other girls, so I guess I could do that.
They walk off together. Later, they sit in a restaurant.
When you left New York, I was hurting. I needed a change. I wasn't sure what to do. My family's military history, and knowing what was going on overseas, enlisting just felt like the right thing for me.
That was a big change.
Yeah, it was rough. I lost some friends. That's why I don't talk about it.
I'm so sorry. It must have been hard coming home.
Felt disconnected. For the first time, I began to regret I had lost my chance to dance.
So how did you end up here?
Dance is really the only thing I know.
But you're not dancing.
Yeah. Directing just sort of came naturally. I guess I got used to bossing people around in the service.
So what were you, like an officer or something?
I was a gunnery sergeant.
Oh. Well, Gunnery Sergeant Anders, how would you like to come over to our place for Christmas dinner after the show? I mean, since we're across the hall and all.
I'll be there.
Daytime on the sidewalk. Lily and Sadie walk.
What? What's going on with you?
Nothing. What? I'm just feeling good.
Okay.
I had a good night's sleep.
Just a good night's sleep? Really?
Uh-huh.
Nothing else going on? Nothing else with a guy who maybe you knew a long time ago?
Okay. Knock it off, wise guy.
I'll see you after rehearsal. Bye.
Bye.
Sharon exits the building as Sadie enters.
Hi there. Hi. Look, maybe it was wishful thinking that I could keep my relationship with Mark a secret, but this idea that Sadie got the role of Clara because of that relationship is just hurtful, especially to Sadie. I'm sorry. I hope so, because it really needs to... Uh-oh.
An ambulance pulls up. Lily enters the studio. She passes a gathered crowd and enters the rehearsal studio. Suzanne lays on the floor. Medics tend to her ankle. Mark looks up at Lily and shakes her head. Later, they chat outside the building.
You're kidding, right?
I don't have anyone else, Lily.
I can't just step into a lead role cold. You know it doesn't work that way.
If you don't dance the Sugar Plum, there's no show.
I don't want to embarrass myself or the company.
I'll work with you.
Well, that's great, but you're not the one putting on point shoes for the first time in 8 years.
You can do this. I wouldn't ask you if I didn't know you could do it.
Okay, I love that you're so sure, but if I'm going to be up on that stage, it's important that I'm sure.
Sadie approaches.
What's going on? Mark's asking me to dance the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Oh, wait, this is for real.
Yeah, it's for real.
Sadie looks at her.
What?
If you don't do it, you'll never know what might have been.
Mark grins.
Yes.
Lily paces on a large empty stage. Mark enters.
It's beautiful.
We have it all to ourselves until opening night. Feel free to embarrass yourself.
They look out at the empty seats in the audience.
Oh. I haven't felt butterflies like this in a long time.
It's magical in here, isn't it?
I miss the feeling.
Well, want to mark through the pot?
Lily smiles.
Let's do it.
Lily and Mark drop their bags and take off their jackets and shoes. They stretch their arms and take their place on the stage. Lily grins.
This is awkward.
Why? It's only been 8 years.
Should we start from the top?
Yeah.
Mark extends his hand. She takes it, and they raise their other arm, posing. She extends a foot, and they begin to dance. Lily spins twice.
And a million pirouettes.
Mark holds her hips. Lily spins, knocking his head.
Ow. Ow. Did I hit you?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
It's fine. It's fine.
Oh, I'm totally fired.
Wasn't your fault. Let's try the diagonal.
They walk to the corner of the stage. Mark extends his hand. He leads her to the center of the floor. She spins facing him. He dips her, raising his other arm. They gaze at each other. Lily stands up and grins. Nighttime. Lily and Mark walk together at an outdoor market near the love statue.
I didn't know any better. I think you've been dancing alone every night in the gym around 11.
And if I didn't know any better, I think you'd been spying on me.
You know, there are dancers who pay a lot of money to have you coach them.
Yeah, I don't think any of them live in Marietta, Georgia.
I'm not saying you should do it in Georgia.
Oh, Tennessee?
A little further north.
Kentucky?
Higher.
Oh, I know Maryland.
Uh-huh.
I can't even think about that right now. I just need to get through Saturday night and...
She frowns.
What's wrong?
I mean, it's one thing to rehearse Sugar Plum. It's a whole other thing to perform in front of an actual live audience. That's a little scary.
Hold that thought.
Where are you going?
Hey, can you guys turn it up a little bit?
What are you doing?
Come on. What do you say?
No.
He extends his hand.
Right here? Me.
Yeah.
They begin to salsa dance.
Get those hips working. Now we're talking. That's not so bad.
A crowd gathers and watches. He spins her. They sway and begin to spin and pose. Lily smiles. Mark approaches, shaking his hips. The crowd grows.
You're natural.
They smile at each other. Mark dips her. They continue their salsa dancing. They pause their dance and gaze at each other. Mark kisses her.
Stage fright, huh?
The nut cracks in 3 days.
Let's go from the devil pit.
Lily and the Cavalier practice a move on the stage. He dips Lily, who stumbles.
Not like that.
Mark's the director, Darren.
Make sure you're far enough from him that you can get that nice bend in your back. Last time.
They reset. Mark dips Lily, who stumbles again.
Is that what you're gonna do?
Well, if you're gonna hold me like that, I think I have to.
All right, let's leave this for now and move on to the next section.
Sharon sits with the other moms in the audience.
This production is falling apart. I'm going to speak to the board about having him replaced after it's over.
Hold on a second. Okay. No, the production is not falling apart. And Mark is actually the only one who's keeping this thing going.
First, her niece gets the role of Clara, and now Lily as the sugar plum fairy? I'm sorry. I'm not buying it.
Sharon stands and storms off.
I know. I'm pinching myself that Sadie and I get to dance on the same stage together.
And Mark?
He's changed, Mom.
And yet, he hasn't changed at all, you know what I mean?
Well, it sounds like maybe you've changed a little, too.
Maybe. It's been the strangest few days, but in a good way.
Sounds great. Now, aren't you glad you listened to your wise old mother for a change?
Yes, Mama.
So, when are you seeing Mark next?
I asked him to Christmas dinner at our place. I was thinking I'd make my holiday shepherd's pie.
Only if you're trying to get rid of him.
Lily enters the theater stage. She pauses, seeing Darren dancing with Juliet.
What's going on?
No one told you?
Told me what?
I forgave Mark for his temporary lack of judgment and came back to do the show.
You forgave Mark?
You didn't really think Mark would choose you over me as Sugar Plum.
Lily glances at them, then walks out. She leaves the theater. Mark passes her on his way in.
Hey, where are you going?
I can't believe you did this to me again.
What are you talking about?
I trusted you.
Lily, wait. What happened?
Lily storms off. Mark enters the theater and sees Juliet and Darren.
Juliet?
Hey, Mark. I called Juliet last night.
Hold on. What are you doing here?
You were right. I overreacted. But the good news is, I'm back.
No. You don't get to walk out on everybody, then stroll back in the day before the show. You need to leave now.
Hold on, Mark.
Not now, Darren. You quit the company, and you've been replaced.
Wait a second.
Darren, I'm not asking for your opinion.
Okay. How about this? She goes, I go.
Juliet grins at Mark. Mark walks out of the theater and looks around. He jogs down the street to the apartment building and enters. He climbs the staircase and approaches Lily's door.
Lily!
He takes out his cell phone and dials. On the street, Lily checks her phone, then puts it back in her purse. Mark leaves the apartment building and looks around. He sees a taxicab with an advertisement for the love statue. At the market near the statue, Lily sits on a bench alone. Mark approaches.
Aren't you that dancer from Marietta, Georgia?
What are you doing here?
I've been looking everywhere. I need to explain
Mark,
something.
Mark, listen, I can't go through.
I hired Juliet.
What?
Truth is, I never hired her back. I don't know why she thought she could just walk back in like that.
Wow, I really thought...
You thought I was pulling the rug out again. I get it. This time, I'm not letting you walk away. Not from the show... And not for me. Like, I can't change the past, but I can offer you a future here together.
What are you saying?
I'm saying most people only get one chance, but we're getting two. Let's get it right.
But my life's back in Georgia.
Your life is here. Lily, we both know you should be back in ballet. Dancing, teaching, doing what you love. Come on, this is the city of love.
Actually, that's Paris. Billy's the city of brotherly love. It's a little bit different.
Whatever. So what do you say?
I say we get through opening night before we make any crazy plans.
Yeah. About opening night. When I fired Juliet, Darren left with her. So we've lost our prince as well.
What?
Yeah, if I cancel the show, I'll never direct again. On the other hand, I don't have any other options.
Yes, you do.
I appreciate your enthusiasm, Lily, but there's nobody else in the company who can be ready by tomorrow
night. I'm not talking about anyone else in the company. You know every step, every turn. You can do every lift.
Me? No way.
Do you ever want to direct again? You're the one who just said we were getting a second chance.
Yeah, a second chance with us, not me dancing.
Why not both?
I need to think about it.
There's no time to think about it. This is the only option.
What if it doesn't work?
Then you'll have a great story to tell your friends at the post office.
The post office?
In your next career. So are you in or you out?
They gaze at each other. The nut cracks today. Backstage, several dancers stretch. Others apply makeup in the dressing room. A stage manager passes a dancer.
There you are. Your place is in five.
A large crowd forms outside the theater. Photographers take pictures of the crowd as they arrive. Dimitri is being interviewed by a reporter. The audience enters and sits. The curtain raises on the cast. Lily's parents sit in the audience. Sadie, as Clara, separates from the cast holding a nutcracker and begins to dance with a male dancer. The man lifts her gracefully and spins her, then puts her down. They do a grand spin, and the man rips the nutcracker apart as they separate. Later, a man in a grand cape indicates a Christmas tree as Sadie and the other dancers watch. They stand. The man covers a large box with his cape, and a nutcracker begins walking out of it. Sadie approaches the nutcracker and begins to dance with it. The nutcracker separates and does a few solo spins. He poses. The nutcracker brings a small cannon on stage. Dancers in soldier outfits holding rifles pose, aiming. Several dancers in rad costumes enter. The cannon fires. One of the rats falls and rolls away. A rat in regal clothes begins dancing with the nutcracker. Sadie watches as other soldiers enter. Nutcracker dances with the Rat King, then the rats separate from the rest of the pack. The Nutcracker salutes. The soldiers walk out. Later in the show, Sadie dances a solo with the Prince. They spin and leap gracefully. The soldier lifts Sadie and spins her, then replaces her. Sadie separates from the prince and dances away. Later, a group of ballerinas dressed in bright white outfits enter and spin around the stage, full of trees. Snow begins to fall from the rafters. Dancers form a snowflake shake and rotate. The audience applauds, including Sharon. Backstage, Lily looks around wearing street clothes.
Sadie? Have you seen Sadie? Sadie!
Hi! Am I doing okay?
Okay, you are amazing.
A dance mom approaches.
So I know it's just act one and I'm really not supposed to be back here, but Sadie, you are so wonderful. You really are.
Thank you.
Sharon approaches.
I have been coming to this Nutcracker performance for the last 9 years. Sadie, you dance Clara like nobody I have ever seen. It was just breathtaking.
Thank you so much. That means the world.
And I'm going to recommend to the board that they not only offer this young lady a full scholarship at our school, but that they beg you to stay on in some capacity. Because we need you here, Lily.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Have fun.
Mark approaches in street clothes.
What? You're nervous about the lift.
We need to run in again.
Later, they prep backstage.
No, wait. Sorry. I wasn't ready.
Lily resets. Sadie approaches. Lily approaches. Mark lifts her.
Okay. Oh, I can feel the tension in your arms. You have to relax.
That's easy for you to say. What? If you have a suggestion, I want to hear it.
You told me not to direct anyone.
No directing rule doesn't apply right now. I'm directing you to direct, quickly.
Okay, fine. I think you're lunging a little too far forward, and Aunt Lily, you're just hesitating. Commit to the lift.
So it's her fault.
You guys, just remember, one plie at a time. You got this.
Thanks.
Sadie walks off.
Mark, look at me. I love you. I know you can do this. I know we can do this.
She kisses him. He smiles. Later, a trio of dancers enters with fans and dance the hot chocolate number. A trio of men in Russian outfits enter and dance the candy cane number, spinning and leaping. The three begin spinning in unison. Lily stands backstage in costume as a large group number continues. Lily enters. She spins as the cast rotates around her. Sadie enters in costume and looks at Lily. Lily smiles. Lily takes Sadie's hand and spins. Mark enters in costume. Mark extends a hand, and Lily takes it. They strike a pose as Sadie watches, then begin the pas de deux. Lily gazes at Mark, who smiles. He spins her around. They take the center of the stage as the rest of the cast stands behind, watching. Mark dips Lily. He extends a hand, and they walk to the front of the stage. He dips her again. Later in the dance, Sadie sits, smiling nervously. Lily preps and jogs over to Mark, who lifts her. She sits gracefully on his shoulder as he spins. He lowers her, and they pose. She preps, then he lifts her again, continuing to spin her. He lowers her, smiling. Later, they dance facing each other, spinning. He takes her hand, and Lily does a succession of pirouettes. They join hands. He dips her in a pose. In the audience, Lily's mother stands. Sharon stands, smiling. The rest of the audience all stands. The full company bows. The rest of the cast exits the stage, giving Sadie, Lily, and Mark a solo bow. Sadie steps forward and bows. Mark beckons Lily forward. She bows. Lily looks out into the crowd and sees Beth sitting there smiling. Lily smiles, then hugs Sadie.
I know what Beth would say. That even a goofy kid from a small town can find her prince. If she takes it just one plie at a time.
Lily hugs Sadie and Mark, smiling.